Hi everybody, Dr. Marcus Chakos, the chiropractor, wellness specialist and author of the number one Amazon bestseller in the subcategories of healing and pain management and founder of the Natural Treatment of Arthritis Institute. In this podcast, I'm going to discuss what has been requested of me to examine and explore a little bit further the lifestyle transformational paradigm. But before I do, I want to thank the readers out there who've downloaded the Kindle book, The Arthritis Solution, and propelled it to the number one ranking in those subcategories of healing and pain management. So thank you to you for your support, thank you for your readership, and the great reviews that are there on the website as well, the Amazon website. It's greatly appreciated, and it's heartwarming to hear and get the feedback that this book is changing lives, that the work that we at the Natural Treatment of Arthritis Institute are doing is having an impact on the health and quality of lives of arthritis sufferers. And I'm gratified for that feedback, and I encourage you to share the message, to share the story with people about how that book, how the work that we do with people is changing lives so that it can have more far-reaching impact with people's lives, because there are things that can be done with arthritis. There are arthritis solutions, and there is a tremendous healing that is yet to be experienced by so many people that could benefit from the book, from the resources of the Natural Treatment of Arthritis Institute. And I encourage you to share that story and to let to send the link out for the website, to send the idea of the Kindle book to your friends and your families who you know who could benefit and experience a better and greater quality of life through the information and resources of our material. So thank you so much for that support. As I said, very gratified, very humble, and very appreciative. So it requires the input of you to have made that possible, so I acknowledge you in that process too. So thank you. As I said, today I want to discuss the lifestyle transformation paradigm. This is a very important topic. I discuss it within, very bridged in the Arthritis Solution book, offering a very small chapter to the seven steps or principles of the arthritis, of the lifestyle transformational paradigm. And there is obviously material I've written an entire book on the lifestyle transformational paradigm that distills, details, and describes the exact elements of that. So I'm going to explore that a little bit further here to bring your awareness to what it is the lifestyle transformational paradigm is and how I use that within the scope of practice with people with arthritis. So the first thing is there are seven steps of the lifestyle transformational paradigm, and that is optimizing your nervous system, optimizing your physical body, optimizing your physiological or biochemistry, balancing your emotional mental state, balancing your energetic state, optimizing your genetic potential, and uncovering, discovering, and expressing fully and completely your spiritual world, your meaning, your purpose, the understanding of who you are and your roles here. So those seven elements, when combined into a care program, provide a direction for the practitioner to take the client through a journey, a life-changing journey, a healing journey that enables the real causes underlying a person's condition to be surfaced and addressed at the causal level, therefore creating deep, profound, and meaningful healing. Now, while they're the seven steps, what is important and necessary to understand in respect to the lifestyle transformational paradigm is that it is a both philosophical approach to care and a methodology of treatment. Now, philosophically, there are two elements to it. Firstly, it is encompassed by the wellness philosophy. Now, to understand the distinctions and differences between the wellness philosophy and its counterpart, the pain-based philosophy or the symptom-based approach to care, we need to understand that symptom-based care says you have symptoms. In the case of arthritis, it may be you have aching joints, restricted joint movement, reduced flexibility, pain, discomfort, inflammation. All of those elements are present within the condition itself. However, as much as they are inherent within the condition themselves, they are not the only aspect of the condition. They are part of the condition. They are not all of the condition. In fact, they're there for a reason. Why do you have pain? Why do you have arthritis? Where is the inflammation coming from? All of these questions need to be asked, and the pain-based approach to care or the symptom-based approach to care doesn't necessarily look at the depth of those questions. It says, you're in pain, let's limit the experience of the pain, give you anti-inflammatory medication. A pain-based medication, something for your pain, something for your inflammation, and then continue to go about your life. And so the pain-based or symptom-based approach to care looks at the pain as the problem, addresses the problem, and allows you to continue doing whatever it was that you've been doing without addressing any of the reasons that the pain or the arthritis has been experienced. The wellness philosophy is different. The wellness philosophy says, I understand you're in pain. Yes, pain is important, and we are going to deal with that pain. We will give you something for the pain, for the inflammation, to help you to feel better, to minimize the symptoms and experiences you're having with those symptoms so your quality of life can be enhanced and improved. But we're not going to stop there, because if we do, the condition will continually reappear. It will potentially develop worse over time. So what we're going to do is, yes, help you with your pain, but more than that, we want to know why you're in pain. We want to look at the underlying cause, mechanisms, and reasons for the pain being there, for the arthritis developing, and in uncovering that, treat the cause, not just the symptom. So that distinction between wellness and pain-based is an important one in order to create healing within the experience of arthritis. And to do that, you need to look at, well, what actions are a person playing that are perpetuating the condition of arthritis? What choices are they making? What lifestyle choices are inherent? Are they living a fairly immobile life, you know, a sedentary lifestyle at a desk all day? Or are they working so physically hard that they're damaging and tearing their body apart through the type of physical trauma of the workplace that they're in? Are they eating a diet that is so acidic and pro-inflammatory that it's actually eating the body up from the inside? Or are they under a high-stress, high-intense situation that is creating, you know, emotional trauma for the body? And in that situation, you can see the lifestyle choices a person makes can have a causal impact on the, you know, condition of the body and how the body degenerates over time. So the wellness practitioner looks at cause as well as effect, integrates a recommendation that brings those into balance. The next thing that they do is it's not just the philosophy of wellness versus pain-based care. It's a methodology of treatment. They know that they incorporate the wellness principles as part of a treatment approach. But they also incorporate education, coaching, support, mentoring, so that the lifestyle change processes can be integrated within the person's life. And more than that, when they apply the methodology of wellness treatment approaches to the 7 principles of the lifestyle transformational paradigm, you get transformation. So how does that work? Well, you could be a chiropractor, a naturopath, a massage therapist. The modality doesn't matter. The philosophy matters. For example, you could be a chiropractor and be pain-based in your approach. A client comes in with arthritis, they're sore, so you adjust their spine with the aim of reducing the pain and the soreness. That's still a symptom-based approach, though a chiropractic and natural approach, as compared to, you know, the going to a general practitioner who gives you a pain-killing medication and anti-inflammatory for the arthritis. Wellness, healthcare, natural therapies versus medical approach, but the same philosophy exists. The wellness practitioner goes for the lifestyle change, but more than that, they know they need to look at other elements other than purely just lifestyle factors. They need to look broadly at these 7 principles. So the first thing they do is they say, well, the nervous system governs and controls the function of the body. Without an intact nervous system, the body cannot and does not heal. So they need to optimize the nervous system. In my practice, I'm a chiropractor, so I focus upon using the spinal adjustment with the purpose of removing interference to nervous system activity and therefore creating healing through, you know, integrity of the nervous system once the chiropractic adjustment has been delivered. There are homeopathic remedies such as Hypericum that provide that as well. There are osteopathic techniques, neuro-organizational techniques from the kinesiology branch, and there are many ways that nervous system can be balanced so that healing can take place. Once that has been attended to, certainly in my practice, we're working on the physical structural basis next, and so we are, again, the adjustment does that from a chiropractic perspective, but we also ensure that the client does make the lifestyle change of balancing their physical body through exercise, stretching, strengthening, conditioning, as well as balance and coordination exercises to support the physical structural integrity of the body. Again, essential if you're going to create the type of transformation we're talking about that is possible with the healing process of arthritis. Following that, we need to look at the balancing of the biochemical and physiological factors of the body. Here, within the scope of my practice, we introduce kinesiology. We do what's called chiropractic ecology, which is using a kinesiology-based technique to balance the physiology of the body. But we don't stop there. We also incorporate dietary changes. We reduce the highly inflammatory foods, the processed and refined food, the fast food, the junk out, the takeaway, the sugar, the red meats, the wheat, the foods that are known to be pro-inflammatory, pro-arthritic, and so we're altering the physiology and biochemistry that way in addition to the kinesiology. Then we're adding in the foods that we know are alkalizing and therefore anti-inflammatory in their effects, such as the green leafy vegetables, the appropriate grains like buckwheat, and so we are providing a supportive approach that way. But again, we don't stop there. Certain remedies, herbs, homeopathics, and nutritional supplements support the body's healing and therefore enable us to create movement and direction towards correcting that biochemistry and physiology of the body and establishing a healing pattern. So once again, there's a treatment methodology as well as a lifestyle choice applied in a specific area of the body to bring about healing. So the fourth step we move into is balancing the emotional and mental state. Once again, there's a methodological approach to treating this, and as well as the lifestyle change factors. And the lifestyle change factors, we look at what may be stressful to the person and minimize those stresses where we can and where it's possible. We teach lifestyle change techniques for relaxation, including breath work, relaxation response techniques, meditation, prayer, and enable them to balance their lifestyle through those activities and exercises. Therapeutically, we provide specific remedies, such as herbs, homeopathics, and nutritional supplements specific to the areas of stress. And then in addition to that, we use therapeutic techniques, again, oftentimes kinesiology, although there are many other techniques that do this, to balance the emotional mental state, and even bark remedies or Australian bush flower remedies to support those emotional mental states. So once again, we're providing a very comprehensive approach to balancing that aspect of a person's lifestyle as well as therapeutic techniques and approaches to support the emotional mental healing and creating a more concrete and stable basis for which healing can take place in the emotional mental state of a person's mind. We then move into the energetic field of influence, and that deals with the chakras, the meridians, and the auric fields of the body, three principal energetic systems, so that when they are addressed and healing is provided in those areas, then balance comes to play in those areas, creating a deeper, more profound healing when again coupled with all the work that is already being done. Mind you, this does take time, and this is not done over a week or two or 3 weeks period of time. This is done over an extended period of time. And what's taking place during the energetic phase is, kinesiology is much like acupuncture without needles, using the meridian system of the body. And so we're balancing the body using kinesiology. We also have homeopathic remedies designed to balance the meridian systems and use those as well. Furthermore, we look at the auric system of the body. People do take on other people's energy, and so we use Aurasoma, another natural product, used to balance the auric fields and the energetic state of the body. And then the chakra system, I am a qualified Reiki practitioner, though I do not practice Reiki exclusively. I certainly incorporate it within the work that I do. But we also have chakra essences balancing the chakra systems of the body at the same time we're doing the kinesiology. So it's a very profound approach methodologically, as well as lifestyle change to bring those areas into balance. And from a lifestyle perspective, one of the greatest ways to balance the energetic system of the body is very simple. Spend some time in nature, spend some time out in the woods, in the forest, by water, and creating that type of balance and that lifestyle clarity that gives you incredible energy. And again, when you're using the meditative techniques or the breathwork techniques, this supports and facilitates flow of energy through the body as well. So you can see we're supporting on the lifestyle as well as the therapeutic impact ways on each of these levels and creating deep and profound healing. The next element we incorporate is to begin with the genetic element. And when we're talking about arthritis, many people say, oh, they've got an arthritic condition that is genetic, such as rheumatoid arthritis. Well, earlier in the podcast, we spoke about genetic predisposition. So while we recognize that there are genetic elements that may, in fact, be involved, we address those as we can through lifestyle. And then we take it one step further and use what is defined as RAYID, R-A-Y-I-D, or family tree healing. And this technique recognizes that certain traits are expressed genetically because of unresolved issues in the genetic line. And we provide specific remedies and meditative techniques, again, that are designed to trigger healing in the genetic line. And when you have a conscious awareness of certain genetic traits that are manifesting and genes that have been activated because of lifestyle choices at specific times, traumas and events, then you can, in recognizing that and understanding it, being alert and aware to that, make different choices, both lifestyle and therapeutic, and bring about a healing of that process and a switching of that genetic expression. And so because and inherent within that, you start to have, again, a further expansion of the healing process across a wider range of those, you know, factors and lifestyle areas. And then finally, when a person is, you know, not feeling like their life is worthwhile or that they have any clear direction or purpose or meaning, then there's a despair that comes with that, a lack of self-actualization that produces a meaningless that in itself basically filters into every other aspect of your life. If there is that sense of purposelessness, sense of unhappiness, or not knowing that there's something more but you don't know what that is, and that you just turning up into a job for the sake of doing a job, then that affects your emotional state, you know. It affects your energetic state. It affects your digestion. And in affecting your digestion, it alters your physical body as well. And therefore, we counsel people through the Finding Meaning and Purpose program, through working out who they are, why they're here, to find a way to express who they are through what they do to create more meaning and purpose and enrich their lives and express themselves in that way to really create an abundant, rich and meaningful life. And that, again, fulfills their potential, triggers powerful genetic healing factors, as well as creates an incredible emotional mental balance. And by doing that, you've addressed those seven areas of the lifestyle transformational paradigm, and you've created a profound basis for healing. And so that is the way that I approach arthritis in my practice, and the way that any practitioner can approach it as well, subject to them incorporating specific methodologies in each of those seven areas of the lifestyle transformational paradigm. But when you do, that's when the miracle starts to take place, because you are restoring integrity to the nervous system, therefore creating a basis for the direction healing comes to and through the body. You've stabilized the physical body. You've stabilized the physiological and biochemical processes. You've created emotional balance, well-being and healing. You've created an energetic state of flow and energy coursing through the body, creating that miracle of healing. And then you liberated the genetic gifts rather than, you know, containing genetic blueprint for further breakdown, destruction and damage of your body. And those genetic gifts give you the flow of life that leads to an expression of purpose and meaning in your life, and therefore a fully engaged experience of life, which translates to a fully expressed health. And in the presence of all of that work, in the presence of all of that change, in the presence of all of that healing, the body can and does heal. And that includes arthritis. So based on that, with an understanding of that, the lifestyle transformation is a foundation for the work that you can do as a person experiencing degeneration and arthritis, and a practitioner delivering care to those people, then the miracle of healing takes place. Well, I hope that has brought some clarity to understanding what it is that I do in my practice, how it is that the lifestyle transformational paradigm can work with a client with arthritis when they themselves have arthritis, or a practitioner listening to this can deliver that in the scope of the care they provide to their clients. And it gives a deep understanding of why this does work, why arthritis can and does heal, because if all you have done is taken an anti-inflammatory or pain-killing medication and hope that that's going to resolve your arthritis, know and understand this, it does not. And also, when somebody says, well, you can't heal arthritis, and you would have heard that, no doubt, from somebody, well, ask them, well, have you tried these seven principles and applied them in depth over an extended period of time to transform a person's health state, lifestyle choices, and created integrity within the healing system of the body? If they cannot answer yes to those, you know why they have come from that point of saying that the body cannot heal, that arthritis cannot be healed, because they have not understood the full scope of potential within a philosophy of wellness and a methodology of treatment that supports deep healing, addressing the causes, providing a direction to the body that facilitates healing. It's true, it is a myth that the body cannot heal. It's a myth that arthritis cannot be healed. And the people that propagate and perpetuate that myth are the ones that do not know everything that I've just shared with you here, that is, you know, addressed and covered within the Arthritis Solution book, and certainly that we're delivering the care as a healthcare practitioner. I hope this brings you a deep sense of hope and a great sense of understanding of what is possible for you within your body so that your body can heal. I wish you every success on your health journey. This is Dr. Marcus Tracos, chiropractor, wellness specialist, and author of the number one Amazon bestseller in the subcategories of healing and pain management. I wish you well. Take care. Bye.